Hey, you know those times when you've got a project you're working on and you've been working really hard on it and you're really excited about it and then something goes wrong? Maybe you lose a person out of the project, maybe the whole thing just falls through. Well, that is the life of a creative, and this episode is dedicated to showing you what to do when that happens. Tune in for this little flashback episode. Well, hello and welcome to the Unstoppably Creative Podcast, where I'm going to show you how to increase your confidence, build momentum, and create wildly successful results. I'm your host, Leslie Becker, and I'm here to help you have an unstoppably creative life. So let's get to it. Hey there, friend. Leslie Becker here, and I'm super glad you're here with me today as we tackle into hopefully a really fun episode. And hey, if you're listening in for the very first time, I want to welcome you here. So glad you are spending the time with me today and that I get to share maybe a little bit of wisdom from my rather unstoppably creative life that I have lived up to this point. And if you've been listening for a long time now, I want to thank you so much for being here and thank you for the wonderful reviews you are putting on Apple Podcast and for just reaching out to me, sending me messages. I really appreciate it. It's keeping me going. It's making our podcast grow every day organically. And I just want to keep that ball rolling. So if you would like to leave a review and you haven't done so yet, please go to Apple Podcasts and do that. It's awesome if you leave a little 5-star review if you're loving this. But more importantly, if you leave a comment, we won't see any of the reviews unless you leave an actual comment. So I hope you'll take the time to do it. And if you do, thanks ahead of time for doing that. So I want to jump right in today because today we're talking about a subject that's a little close to home right now. And that is, what do you do when some big project you've been working on doesn't work out? Bah, 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 bah. We've all had that moment. We've had that moment where we've invested our time, our energy, our creativity. We feel like we've birthed something from inside of us and it just doesn't go like you planned. Have you ever been in that space? Well, I'm kind of in the middle of it right now in one of my projects, and I won't tell you in depth what that project is, but it's a big one. It involves a lot of people. It involves a lot of money. It involves a lot of things, and basically what's happened in this last week is one of the key people bailed out, and it was really hard to take, but we had to keep moving forward, and it's happened. It's now in the past. It's almost a week old, so I'm over it, but I wanted to share with you the way that I got through it and how you can apply that to something that maybe hasn't worked out in your life. Now, I realize I don't know your situation and you don't know my exact situation, but we've all had those times when we've been working on a project and it just doesn't work out. So I've got 4 tips for you today on how to get through that. Also today, I have a little bit of an update on my back burner segment, which I shared a couple of weeks ago. Episode 13, I think I first shared about my back burner project, so I'll give you a little update. And then finally, I've got some mail, and I'm hoping that all of you will ultimately send me in some mail. You can do that at unstoppablycreative@gmail.com. I like to answer the questions right here on the podcast. All right, let's jump into the main topic today, which is, what do you do when some major project you've been planning just doesn't work out, doesn't go your way, or you hit a giant stumbling block? Tip number 1, you absolutely must have yourself a little pity party. I know that's a funny little thing. Maybe you've had a pity party before about something, but you absolutely must let yourself go through the disappointment. Do not try to pretend you're not disappointed. Do not try to just keep moving forward. Obviously, if there's something that has to be addressed immediately that is time sensitive, you have to deal with that. But I want to make sure, number 1, you give yourself that time to grieve. Now, when I say time to grieve, I don't mean weeks and weeks. I mean, you give yourself a little pity party. Just go, man, just kind of wham, wham, that didn't work out. Spend a day letting yourself just grieve and go through that grieving process. Sometimes that grieving process will be faster than other times, but you got to give yourself a chance to just like go through the emotions. The reason that's so important and why I listed as 1 is if you try to blast through it without really addressing those other things, you're ultimately going to come up. Those emotions are going to come up at some point. So you might as well deal with them from the beginning. And then you're actually able to look at things more with more clear eyes after you get rid of the emotion. And then number two is you've got to face reality for what it is, not how you wish it would be or how it used to be. The moment that we face reality, we suddenly see clearly. The times that we get clouded is when we keep in that space of wishing it hadn't happened or wishing that if it was a person who left, that person was really still involved. Whatever it is, all the challenges that come up, you gotta face them with reality, because if you jump yourself out of that reality of what's really occurred, you will not be able to move forward. So number two is face reality for exactly what it is and not what it used to be or what you wish it would be. Number three, you're gonna start solutioning. So obviously different projects have different timelines. You might have a project that's suddenly gone sour, or someone left, or something crashed and burned, and you have to solve it really, really fast. And when you do, I want you to do it with as clear a mind as possible. But usually most projects, most things don't have to be decided right that very second that you hear about the news. So what I want you to do in this step three is really solution it. Like literally just address, and you've heard me mention the word flatten the room with whoever you are brainstorming this with or working through this, and just say, hey, we're going to flatten the room. Today, we're not going to deal with emotion. We are not going to, talk about all that's occurred. All we're focusing on today is solutioning. This is particularly important when you are more than just yourself making the decisions or going through this. If you are part of a team, a part of a collaboration, you want to just set the, what I call flatten the room and just say it out loud. We're not dealing with emotion right now. You can even admit, I still have a lot of emotion around this, but today is about solutioning. And all that does is it sets the tone to let people know, hey, you're still, there's still challenges with this and there's things you probably all need to talk about. But when you're solutioning, that you want to stay very, very focused on that, and you'll just get things done a lot faster. And then finally, to really close up this four-step process of getting yourself through something that didn't work out like you wanted it to, is a little reflection exercise. What I want you to do for step four at some point in this process, when you are ready to do that, is I want you to just write down a handful of things of what was great about this happening. Like, what are the things that were great? What could be great about this happening? Now, I know right in the moment it's going to be really hard to do that, but it is really an important thing to do, because most of the time, almost 99.9% of the time, if not 100% of the time, when something doesn't go like you wanted it to, it usually ends up being for the best. Haven't you experienced that in your life, where something didn't go as you wanted it to go and you were really bummed, but then you realized something else came along or some other event happened and you were like, wow, it's a good thing that other thing happened like it did. You just couldn't see it at the moment. So just know that everything that happens to you serves you for the positive in the future. And I know in the middle of the negative or the shock of whatever news you're getting, that's really hard to believe. But the bottom line is, it's true. God's got you. You are going to be fine. It's all to serve you for the positive in the future. So if I look at my situation, what's great about this is it gives us an opportunity to kind of tweak some of the things that we were doing because of this person that maybe weren't the best thing that we could have done for this project. And now we get to go back and we get to tweak because that person is no longer involved. So that was one way that I was able to say, oh, this is a good thing. It also opens up the ability to bring on somebody really awesome that could add a whole new layer to our project. So I promise you, my friend, even if you're just thinking this is never going to work out, it has to be this way and it has to be with these people, you just never know what can occur when you actually just ask yourself, what's great about this? Well, there you go. It is mail time, my friend. And yes, I actually do have a piece of mail from my listener, Suzanne. And she asks me, what would you tell your 12-year-old self if you were to go back in time? Oh my gosh, I love this question. I know that you've probably answered this question in your life or been asked that by somebody. And I always have probably a different answer, whoever asked me. But today I feel like I would tell my 12-year-old self, It's all gonna be fine. You're gonna be fine. I must admit, when I was 12 into 13, that is like the worst age for a girl, certainly. And I just was so didn't know what my body was doing, didn't know what my life was looking like, just didn't feel like I had any friends. How many of you can relate to that? 12 is a really tough time. But if I'd had a chance to go back and talk to that girl, I'd be like, girl, you're going to be awesome. It's all going to be great. You just wait and see what the world has for you. Thanks, Suzanne, for writing that in. And if you would like to have me answer a question on this podcast, please do email me at unstoppablycreative@gmail.com. I take all questions and I pick one that I think will be fun for my audience. So I hope you'll do that. Send me a little message. I'd love to hear from you. All right, that's what I've got for you today. I hope you enjoyed this little flashback episode, and I look forward to touching bases with you next week with a whole new episode. And until then, keep living your unstoppably creative life. Bye-bye.